We're gonna, like we said before, we're gonna combine the Sha'arim of Emes and the Sha'ar HaShekher together because they certainly fit together. And they are a couple in many ways. So just as a quick introduction to the Sha'ar, they record in the work the Orchos Rabbeinu. Orchos Rabbeinu is the collection of stories, halachos, minhagim, practices of the Stipler Gaon, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, who's the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And it records that a woman once came to the Stipler complaining, bemoaning the fact that she had a terrible habit of lying, of not telling the truth. And she lied so often that she couldn't even tell the truth when it didn't even make a big deal. She was so accustomed to lying. And she came to the Stipler asking and wanting to know how could she could change her terrible habit of lying and not telling the truth. And the Stipler said that she should learn again and again the Orchos Tzadikim in the Sha'ar HaShekher, which we're going to learn tonight. So the Stipler Gaon felt that what we're learning tonight is an integral and important piece in becoming a person of Emes and avoiding being a person of Sheker. The Orchos Tzadikim begins by telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, Hashem is truth. In Shemayim, up there in the Olamos Elyon, the upper worlds, there's no thing, no such thing as Sheker. Whatever Hashem is true. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The seal of Hashem is truth. Hashem is totally about truth. No, the name of Hashem in the Torah is Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. I will be what I will be. Aleph Hey Yud Hey is one of the names of Hashem. So that name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, appears 21 times in the Torah. I think this is the only time the Orchos Tzadikim where he brings a gematria. So the Orchos Tzadikim says Aleph Hey Yud Hey is gematria 21, and 21 times 21 is gematria of Emes. So the name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, represents that Hashem's name is Emes, and everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the truth. We, mankind, are made by Hashem. We're made in the image of God. Our nefesh comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem is Emes, then we should also be Emes. We should be truthful. We should do the right thing, go on the right path, and not deviate. Truth brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. We say, Karov Hashem, L'chol Karov, Asher Yigru, Be'emes, that Hashem is close to those who call out with truth. Someone who has emes and Hashem calls out, and you call out to Hashem, Hashem will become closer to you. We want to serve Hashem for the correct reasons, not be distracted for the wrong reasons. We ask Hashem, v'tahir libeinu li'avdecha be'emes, that Hashem should purify our hearts to serve Him with emes, with truth. Emes means, says the Orchos Tzadikim, that which is in our hearts is expressed outwardly. That's what it means to have emes. That's what it means to tell the truth. That which is inside, you express outwardly with your mouth. The Gemara in Makos tells, brings a story about Rav Safra. Rav Safra was once reciting Shema. He was sitting out in his office, in his business place, and it was time to daven, and he was saying Shema. And a person came into his store, and he wanted to buy something. And he wanted to accept the amount of money that this individual was offering him for whatever Rav Safra was selling. But he was unable to respond because he was in the middle of saying Shema. And the buyer misinterpreted what Rav Safra was doing by being silent. And he thought that Rav Safra was staying silent because he wanted more money for what he was trying to sell. So he raised the offer and he offered him more money. So Rav Safra finished saying Shema. And he insisted on selling the item to that person for the sum that was offered initially. And says the Gemara, Rav Safra agreed in his heart to the amount that was offered. And even though the person offered more, since in his heart he agreed, he had to express which was on the inside outwardly, and that would be MS. It's a good meter to commit to do what you plan to do in your mind, even writing it down. The Orchos Tzadikim is very strict. He says that if a person takes upon himself to do something, mentally, it's as if you took a neder, as if you took an oath. That's not necessarily how we paskin lehalacha. He says, perhaps even telling oneself going forward, all of your thoughts should be bli neder. Not just the things you say should be bli neder, but even your thoughts should be bli neder without being a promise, because you want which is on the inside to match which is what you say on the outside. What are the rewards of speaking emes? What do we get in our life for being people who say the truth and not bending the truth? So the Orchos Tzadikim brings four things, four benefits for telling the truth. The first is that if you always speak emes and that which is in your heart, then your words and your thoughts will be fulfilled. It's a promise. If you always, always, 100% of the time say which is emes, then what you feel and what you say will come true. Number two, you'll merit arichas yamim, you'll live a long life, and you'll be saved from difficulties in your lifetime. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a thin volume called the Sfas Tamim, which is all about telling the truth. So there he cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Listen to this story. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one time there was a rabbi who happened to come to a certain place, a city. The name of the city was Kushta. Kushta in Aramaic means truth. The name of the city was called Truth. And its residents, the people who lived there, would not deviate from the truth in anything they said. Ever. The people in that town never said anything that was not 100% the truth. And in that city, no person ever died prematurely, at a young age or suddenly. People died at the ripe old age in the city of Kushta. So this rabbi married a woman from the city of Kushta, and he had two sons with this woman. And one day his wife was sitting in the bathroom, washing her hair on her head, and the neighbor came and knocked on the door. And the neighbor wanted to know where his wife was. So he thought to himself, it's not proper to tell the neighbor my wife is in the bath. It's not Sanua. So he said that she's not here. He said his wife's not home. And because he said something that was not MS, his two sons died. That's what the Gemara says. Because he said something that wasn't MS, his children were punished and they died. So the people came to this rabbi's house and said, what'd you do? We're so careful though. You must have not said the truth. And that's what this is what happened to your children. How could this have happened? And he told them the story that happened. The person came. He didn't want to say anything about his wife. So he said that she wasn't there. And they told him, please leave and go live somewhere else. Because if we learn like you, and we don't say 100% things the truth, it's going to lead to death and suffering in the city. And if a person pushes themselves to be 100% MS, you'll be rewarded with tremendous things. Yeah, Tamar. Good, good, okay. We'll get there. We'll get to be Mishanim HaShalom. We'll talk about when it's the right time. 100%. We'll clarify. I promise we'll get there soon. The third reward, says the Orach HaTzadikim, is that when someone accustoms himself to not only speaking emes, but even only thinks of thoughts of truth, then the Orach HaTzadikim says something remarkable. I don't know what the source of this is, but it's a remarkable thing. He says that if you are 100% emes and you only say truthful things, then at night you will be shown visions by Malachim in your dreams of things that will occur in the future. You'll have chalomos, you'll have dreams of things that will occur later on in the future.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Like, are those things necessarily going to be good things, or are they
going to be? It seems to be good things. That's what he seems to say. He seems to say it's good things. Again, I don't know the source of the Orach HaTzadikim here. Usually he's based on people came before him, the Chovos HaLevavos, the Shaarei Teshuva Rabbeinu Yonah, things like that. But here, he is saying things that seems to be on his own. The fourth benefit, says the Orach HaTzadikim, is that when there's MS, then Hashem brings tzedek and righteousness into the world. He goes on to say that a person who is in business should state the price or cost of something up front and not change the number. If necessary, a person in business should make a sign for themselves to not lie in business and to read it before they start any transaction. It's a bit of a chil Hashem, you know, that there have to be, you know, movements or foundations or like projects in the Chafetz Chaim Foundation that Jewish people need to be honest in business. But unfortunately, this is the case. We struggle with this, and we need to be so careful. Of course, we should only have MS in business and charge people with the proper prices and follow up what we say we're going to do. Right? Sometimes a person hires somebody for a project or a job to work on their house, and the contractor says, you know, it's going to be X amount of dollars, and by the time the project is done, but then there was this thing they had to add on, and this cost a little bit extra money over here. When a person does business, they should state the price of what it's going to cost, and that should be the cost at the end of the day. That's a sign of MS. Beyond speaking MS and not Sheker, it's also proper to act in ways that are truthful. One should learn Torah to understand what is the MS of the Torah, what is the truth, to do mitzvos in a way that is full of truth and with the right intentions. One should accept MS from anybody says the Yerucha Tzaddikim. Even if not as great as you, if somebody comes to you and tells you something important you should know, wants to tell you a bit of rebuke, a bit of mussar about how you should improve, if what they're saying is MS is true, so then listen to them, even perhaps they might not be as great as you in some areas. It's important for a person to be able to distinguish, says the Yerucha Tzaddikim in the Shar of Sheker, between truth and falsehood. He says there's two types of sheker, he says. Some types of sheker, of falsehood, are easy to see, right? A person comes to you and says that this tree in front of you is actually made of gold. It's obviously not made of gold. That's an openly blatant false thing to say. It's obviously not made of gold. It's a tree. But some types of sheker require being perceptive and paying attention. For example, a person can make something that is made out of brass and make it shiny and very, very nice looking and cleaning up nicely, and they'll tell you that it's gold. And only if you pay close attention can you see in that sheker where there's a problem. We should also be able to perceive when something is obviously false. We should train ourselves to know when something is obviously sheker and not true, but even when something is subtly not true, to be perceptive, to pick up on things, and to know what is true and what is not true. Most of the Shar HaSheker in the Orcha Sadikim is based on the Sharei Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Gimel in Oskuf Ayin Ches. And there Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are 9 categories of liars. We're going to go now from 1 to 9, and we're going to discuss what are the 9 types of liars. We're going to begin with that which is obvious to that which is not so obvious. He says, number 1 is someone who lies in a way that hurts somebody else monetarily, like lying about owing somebody money. Somebody lends you money and you lie and you say, I don't owe you money. Something was damaged. You say, I don't know what happened here to your car. I don't know. It must have been, a rhinoceros came by and sat on it by accident, but, you know, it wasn't me. I don't know how that happened. So that's a blatant lie that is going to cause damage to somebody else. It's bad, says the Yerucha Tzaddikim, for 2 reasons. One is because you're hurting somebody else monetarily and you're causing them to lose money. But then the Yerucha Tzaddikim says something very important. It's bad to lie because sheker is something that Hashem hates. And this is a very important point in the Yerucha Tzaddikim. Some of the cases we're going to learn about now have nothing to do with hurting another person. The very act of saying something that is not truthful is a problem, independent if it affects or hurts anybody else. Number 2, says the Yerucha Tzaddikim, someone who lies, and it doesn't directly harm or hurt another person, but the lie deceives somebody now, and it causes them to trust you, and then later on, because they trust you, somehow you're going to take advantage of them. Somehow it's going to be bad for them. Later on, the listener will be able to take advantage of them and say something, you know, that's the person that you lied to, you're going to take advantage of them, even though they're not hurting them directly right now. That's number 2. Number 3, lying in order to convince someone to give you something, not to steal it, but to give it to you. You tell somebody you're not feeling good and you're so tired and you just can't get up. So now your friend's going to come and like make you a cake, drop it off. Did you hurt anybody? Did you steal from them? No, but you made up a whole story so you could convince them to do something nice for you. So says the Yerucha Tzaddikim, that's category number 3. Number 4, people who recount events and stories and deliberately distort the truth. Person gets, you know, bumped in the back of the car. Somebody, you know, bumps into the back of their car and they come to school. Oh my gosh, it was like a 3-car pileup. You can't believe what happened over here. There was police and Hatzalah everywhere. They make a whole story. They get no benefit of doing that. And they just do it because they like to build a story. They like to make things bigger. They like to make drama. So says Yerucha Tzaddikim, such a person is eventually going to lie where it matters. If you are in the habit of building up the story, making it more than it is, because you like to build up the drama, you're eventually going to hurt somebody with your lies. Yeah, Lily.
Can you add to your story for comedy purposes?
Yeah, if everybody knows what you're doing and it's clear that you're, you know, telling the story to be funny, then that's okay. But if you're doing,
let's say like you have a real story that was funny, and like you just add a few details to make it funnier, you know.
So, according to Yerucha Tzaddikim, if it's not clear to other people, it's building a habit that's not MS. It's building a habit that's not MS, and he thinks that it should be avoided. he says that some people distort the stories they tell because they weren't paying attention and they weren't listening. Sometimes this happens, right? Sometimes someone will say, well, what happened at the meeting? You know, what did this person say? And you tell something that's not MS. Why? Because you weren't paying attention the first time. So the Orach HaTzaddikim says this is a midah ra. It's a bad midah. You have to listen when people talk. You should be attentive when people speak so that you can say and know what is MS. And people who listen carefully are people who want to be heard by other people. If people know that you listen when they talk to you, they're going to want to talk to you more. They're going to respect you. They're going to share with you if you're a good listener. Number five, shelo yedaber echad bepev echad b'lev. Not to say one thing with your mouth and think another thing in your heart. You shouldn't promise one thing to a person while thinking that you're never going to do that at all, right? Somebody tells you, you know, can you check in on I'm going away, and can you check in on my friend of mine or somebody to make sure they're doing okay. And like, sure, whatever, I'll call them to make sure everything's okay. You never call. That's echad v'pe echad v'lev. That's another type of lie. Six.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Well, let's say you promise something, and then you think in your heart, I might not do it, but you're not sure if you're going to do it or not.
Then you should tell the person that I'm not sure if I can do it. You have to tell the person I'm not sure if you're going to do it. Six. Someone, yeah.
Obviously, there's always things that come up.
That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that. We're saying that in your heart at this time, you have no intention of doing what you say. That's not saying, I'd like to do it and then something comes up. You know you're not going to do it. Exactly. That's called echad bepev, echad belev. One in the mouth, one in the heart. So tell the person and say, something came up, I thought about it, I realize I'm not going to be able to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Six, someone who promises someone something so that the listener will trust you and now relies on what you promised them, and then you break your promise. For example, you said you were going to give somebody to somebody else, even a small gift, okay? And then you take back your words. So this is called, in halacha, mechusar amana. Mechusar amana means that you lack trust. You're not trustworthy. If you say that you're going to deliver the goods, and you say you're going to, you know, somebody says, can you pick me up at the airport? And you say, yeah, I'm going to pick you up at the airport. And then you flake out, and you don't go and pick them up at the airport. It's a lack of trust, even though you wanted to do it. But if you gave your word, you should try to carry out as much as you can. Number seven, someone who tells another person they said something nice about them, or they have done something nice for them, and in truth, they did or said no such thing. This is called Gnevas Das, according to the Gemara in Chulin, right? You tell somebody I saw your mother the other day, and I said, you're such a special person, you're such wonderful midos, and you never said that. You never said such a thing. You tell your friend, you know, in your honor, I wrote a check out to the JNF, and they're going to plant, 500 trees for you in Yerushalayim. You never did that. That's not true. So that's Gnevas Das. You cause somebody to think something that you really have no intention of, that you didn't really do. Dasi. Dasi. So that is Gnevas Das as well, yeah.
So it's 100% not allowed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 100% not allowed, for sure.
So I'm getting an Avera if I do that.
Are you getting an Avera? Yeah.
Well, if I think to the teacher that I hate someone to do my essay for me.
But then, I guess that's very honest of you. That is unfortunate. We hope that that's not a That's not a common thing.
It's only that if it's a Jewish person, no?
No. We're going to talk about this in a second. We'll talk about this in a second.
If like you like really like can't do it yourself.
So then you have to let's go back to this yesod before.
Okay.
The yesod is that sheker is bad all on its own, even if it doesn't hurt anybody. We want to develop in the long term into people who are full of MS. So right now, a person is making a calculated decision. I could do well on this paper and have somebody, you know, do it for me, you know, do a lot of the work for me, a little of the work for me, and that'll be fine. And right now, I'll be okay with that paper. But what about the totality of my life? What about the totality of the decades on earth of where I'm trying to become a better person and trying to refine myself? So yes, I may have won the paper right now, but in the whole battle of who I am as a human being, it seems to be very small. Because right now, that paper seems like the most important thing in the world. But if we could take a step back and see the complete picture of our life and our story of our life, we'll see that the real win would do, which is MS right now, overcome that Yetzer Hara for the paper to be good, and just to swallow and say, you know, I couldn't do it, and I was unable to do it right now, but I kept my integrity, and in the long run in life, you know, that's going to be a much bigger win. That's what the Or Chasidikim is trying to tell us here, to not look at the individual cases.
About that, when a teacher gives an essay, I'm not saying to the teacher, I'm going to do it. I'm just handing it in.
Yeah, but so that's a Gnevas Das, because it's understood. And it is understood that the teacher assigns the work for each individual to do on their own.
But I feel like this is like a Yaakov situation, like when he was like, I am your son.
Yeah. So let's wait. We're gonna get to being Mishan Pnei Hashem when we're allowed to deviate things like that. We'll get there soon. Yeah, tomorrow. Okay, that also touches upon when it's permissible. We're gonna get to those. Well, I promise we'll get there soon. Okay, the ninth thing. Now it's not clear to me exactly what's the difference between number nine and number four regarding telling stories. He writes here number nine that people who lie and tell stories, even though there's no harm or impact on others, but not just it's just making up complete stories, not simply, you know, adding details, but really making up totally complete stories. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel tells the story that the wife of Rav was a very bitter and very difficult lady to be married to, constantly aggravating him. She was so mean to her husband that when he would ask her, could you please make me lentils for dinner, she would make him a bowl of peas instead. And if he asked his wife, could I have a bowl of peas for dinner, she would make him a bowl of lentils instead. She was lahachas. Every single thing he asked for, she would do the opposite, just to aggravate him. So he had a son. His name was Chia. And Chia, his son, grew up, and he realized what was going on. So what would Chia do? He would go to his mother and say that, the dad wants lentils, when really he wanted peas, right? Or dad wants peas when really he wanted lentils. So he would trick his mother with reverse psychology, and she would make the thing that really her father, her husband, didn't want to have, but really she didn't know that is really what he did want at the end of the day. We understand what his trick, everyone's got what his trick was on his mother. So one day Rav found out what his son Chia was doing, found out about what he was doing. So he said to his son, your mother, you know, it seems to be, sorry, Rav turned to Chia one day and said, look, your mom starting to be nice to me. She's listening to what I want. So he told her what happened, that I was, you know, reversing everything you wanted. So the father told the son, you shouldn't do it. It's wrong. You shouldn't do what you did. Of course, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says that you shouldn't, you know, say which is not MS. You shouldn't lie. And he says, if you attributed the request to me, then that was sheker, right? Because you told your mother sheker, I didn't ask for that. You're saying that I asked for A when I didn't ask for A? It's not true. You had all the best intentions in the world, but what you said was sheker. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in his Sefer Orchos Yosher, and he says, how come Rav didn't think of this obvious trick from Chia, right? Right. It was such an obvious thing to do, right? If you lived with somebody for 10 years, and every single time you asked them to do A, they did B, and every time I asked them to do B, they did A, wouldn't you figure out quickly, if you just reverse it around, they'll give you what you want? Wouldn't that be the obvious thing to do? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that Rav was such a tzaddik, and he was so emistic, it didn't occur to him to do that. It just didn't pop into his head at all that if he just reversed what he wanted, then he would get what he needed. So those are the 9 types of areas we shouldn't lie in. Now, if someone comes to you and asks for something, you shouldn't tell him that you don't have what in fact you do have. Rather, you should change the conversation, respond in a way where you're not saying 100% sheker. So for example, let's say someone comes to you and says, can I borrow your computer? Can I borrow your laptop? You have it with you in school, but you don't want to lend it out. You're not interested in lending it out. So don't say, I don't have my computer with me in school. That's sheker. But what you can say is either give them the laptop and get over it, or you can say, I'm sorry, it's just not available to use right now. Okay? Because the truth is, it's not available for them to use right now. But it can be construed in 2 different ways. So you don't want to say outright sheker, but at the same time, you don't have to give away all your stuff and, you know, do whatever anybody asks of you. So you have to be careful in how you say it. The Smag writes, the Sefer Mitzvos Gedola says that one may not lie to a Jew or a Goy, and this is important. Because when we deal dishonestly with Goyim, it extends our gullus, and we are left without the Beis HaMikdash for much longer. And it causes the Goyim to say, Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shebachar L'chelka G'nevim V'ramayim. How did Hashem choose such people who were stealers and robbers? And this is cited by the Sefer Chasidim and the Reishis Chachma and here in the Orchos Sadikim. In fact, I don't know if there's a single source in Rishonim and Chazal that say it's mutter to lie to a guy. I don't think there's a single source anywhere. It's 100% usher, no different than it is with a Jew. The Orchos Sadikim continues that while we're in Gullus, we can make a Kiddush Hashem by not lying to the non-Jews, and this will bring people in the world closer to Hashem, and it may even cause non-Jews to convert to Judaism. Not that that's what we're trying to do, but it will definitely make the world a better place. No lying to non-Jews, without question, without exception. The Devarim Rabbah says, the story about Rav Shimon ben Shetach, who bought a donkey from an Arab, and when he bought the donkey from the Arab, there was a precious stone, like a gem, that was found hanging from the donkey's neck, but it was hidden underneath the donkey's fur or in the hair of the donkey, so they couldn't see it. So they said, oh, wow, Rav Shimon ben Shetach has a big tzaddik, right? The pasuk says, Birchas Hashem hita ashir. It's a bracha from Hashem. You bought the donkey, and now look, it came with a jewel. You win. Good for you. But Rav Shimon ben Shetach said, I bought a donkey. I didn't buy a gem. And he sent and returned the gem back to the Arab, who said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Baruch Hashem blesses the God of Rav Shimon ben Shetach. There was a similar story, I think, a couple of years ago. I think a young guy from Muncie or Lakewood who bought a dresser, and inside was like $50,000. He returned it. It was all over the news. That's the way it should be. That's what Jews should be known for when it comes to these types of things. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Test says that when a person is known as a liar, you won't be believed. And when he speaks the truth, no one's going to believe your truth as well. Right? There's a famous comment of the Osios de Rabbi Akiva that I think we all know. The Osios de Rabbi Akiva, the Medrash says, how come the letters of MS stand on firm ground? The Aleph has 2 legs, the Mem has a flat bottom, the Tav has 2 legs, and it stands. But the letters of Sheker, the Shin, the Kuf, and the Resh, all have 1 leg. They can't stand. Why? Because Sheker in a Miskayim L'Olam, because Sheker's not going to last. You're never going to get far in life with Sheker and lying. Don't cause other people to have to lie. If you see 2 people talking quietly, don't walk over to them and say, hey guys, what are you talking about? Because maybe they don't want to tell you. And now what are they going to have to do because you were too nosy? They're going to have to lie to you. So if you see two people sitting and talking and having a personal conversation, don't put them in a situation where they're going to have to lie and feel bad. Don't be friends with liars. Don't get involved in business with people who lie. One must use a lot of chachma to escape lying because the yetzer hara for lying is very, very strong. We have to stay far, far away from it. The Gemara in Yevamos is really what you guys want to talk about now. And that is the Gemara in Yevamos Samachay that says, Mutr lo la'adam l'shanos b'davar hashalom. A person is allowed to lie for the sake of shalom. So I'm going to put here in the chat, this is a shir that I have that really goes into the halachos of when you're allowed to do that. And all the different cases that come up, you can listen there, you can copy it, and you'll... And you'll, yeah.
In 10th or 9th grade during Shabbat Shalom, we gave a shiur about this.
Yeah.
And they remember all the reasons that you're allowed to lie.
Okay, good. So this is probably similar to that shiur as well. The Gemara there gives three examples. The Gemara says that you're allowed to lie about how much Torah you've learned if you want to be modest. Okay. You're allowed to lie about how generous you are with your hospitality if you don't want people to take advantage of you, right? You don't want people, sleeping in your house all the time and taking all your food. You're allowed to lie how generous you are. And also regarding private, personal, intimate matters, things are nobody else's business. You're allowed to lie there as well. So how does this fit? How does this fit? MS and Sheker, you're allowed to say things that are not the truth, but the case of Shalom, sort of Dessler is a piece in the Mechta Malyo in volume 1. So the Rav Dessler says that from when we are young children, we are taught that MS means honesty and Sheker means dishonesty. And Rav Dessler says, when we were young, we were taught these things, but he says, this is not the case. That's only on the very simplest level. In the real world, life is not so black and white, where MS is MS and Sheker is Sheker. There are many times and places where the simple definition simply doesn't apply. There are times when it's wrong to be honest and time when it's proper to be dishonest. The most famous example is for the case of Shalom, as Rav Dessler and the Gemara there talks about, to bring harmony between two people. So likewise, we're told that it's appropriate to lie to people in order to help them feel better about themselves or their circumstances, or to prevent others from suffering that may result from telling the truth. So says Rav Dessler, what does MS mean and what does Sheker mean? He says it's much more sophisticated, much more nuanced. MS means truth, but with a capital T. Whatever is right, whatever is tov, whatever is good, that's what MS is. And Sheker means that which is false, everything that is inconsistent with MS. What's MS? What's good for the world, human relationships, being kind, that's MS. And what's Sheker? Anything that undermines, anything that destroys morality, ethics, justice, that which is Sheker. And if that's the construct that we use, it makes much more sense. So there are places that one can be Mishan Pnei Hashalom. You need to be very careful when to invoke that. But there are cases, depending on the circumstances, you can listen to the shir, that would be okay. You can lie if you're doing a chesed and you want to be modest about it. That's fine. I think that's okay, for reasons of tznius. I think that's allowed. We'll just end with this point, then we'll take questions afterwards, with the brach of the Or HaTzadikim. He ends here with a tefillah. Again, there are a lot of first times here in the shar. First time for a gematria. Here he has a tefillah that we don't find in the end of other shalom. He writes, Harachaman yachuchenu ba'miso. It should be Hashem's will. The merciful one should guide us with his truth. Vivienu lechadarav lagia lo'or elyon. He should bring us close into his chambers that we should reach his ultimate light. Asher sham chavyon uzo utzvi sefartenu, which is the secret place of his strength and the beauty of his glory. So we should all fulfill the bracha of the Or HaTzadikim and have all these wonderful things by speaking MS and avoiding Sheker.